Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi, everyone. I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, we're going to be chatting about how to get the results you want from your workouts. Now, this is a topic that I deal with a lot. I chat with people a lot about being a Pilates instructor and a nutritionist. Okay, a lot of people come to me to ask how they get the results that they want, not only from their workouts, but from their diet, you know, to see that flow-on effect. Maybe they want to see weight loss, maybe they want to see more tone, more muscle mass built. And so we have to look and evaluate at a few or quite a few different things when we're thinking about how we're going to get these results that we want. Now, today I'm going to take you through 7 different steps or points that we need to be evaluating when we're trying to determine how and if we can get the results we want from our workouts. So, first off, what I want you to do is to be really informed about the exercise that you're doing and the results you want. So, what I mean by that is I want you to do your homework. And I want you to see and research if it's actually possible to get the results you want. So for example, a lot of the time when people start to Pilates, they tell me that they want a flat stomach, that their goal for beginning Pilates is to get a flat stomach. Now, a flat stomach for some people is the ultimate goal, okay? It's that dream goal that they're really striving for. But will Pilates give them that goal? And that's where the research portion comes in. So whether or not you can, you know, look up online, you can chat to friends, speak to an instructor, so really going to the source. And I can tell you now that any exercise, you can't spot reduce. So we can't go for a run and hope for a flat stomach. We can't hope that if we do 100 sit-ups, we'll get a flat stomach eventually. And we can't hope that if we do Pilates, we can hope, but we can't guarantee that if we do Pilates, we're going to get a flat stomach. So making sure that the results you want line up with your workouts and the workouts you're doing is really important. So if you had a goal where you wanted to build strength, okay, and you wanted to lose, say, 2 centimeters off your waist, and you were beginning Pilates. So you were saying, I'm going to start Pilates. My goal is to tone up, build strength, and lose 2 centimeters around my waist. Now, I could tell you confidently that that's something that we can definitely work towards within Pilates. We can definitely build strength by doing strengthening exercises, whether or not that's body weight exercises or using small equipment. And I can also tell you that as you build strength and tone up and create muscle, you will get a smaller waist. So part of that, you know, one of the things that clients also love about doing Pilates is that they will see that tone come through. So they're just a couple of examples of making sure that you do your homework to really match up your results to the workouts that you're choosing. Now, my second point is I want you to be realistic about your results. So that means, are you putting in the time, the effort, and the energy to see the results you want? So again, we'll use the example of running. Say you're looking to run a marathon, okay? And you're looking to run that marathon within 2 months' time. Now, if you're only running, say, 2 to 5 kilometers, maybe 2 days a week, in 2 months, it's going to be very unlikely that you're going to be able to run that marathon because you haven't put in the amount of time, okay? You haven't realistically planned out those runs to really build up your stamina and your strength within your body to make it through those full 42 kilometers of that marathon. So time-wise, our expectations are probably too high for the amount of time, energy, and effort we're we're putting into our training. So always thinking about, am I matching my effort to the results that I want to get? And if you're unsure of whether or not, you know, I'll often have clients that come into the studio and they'll say, look, I really want to eliminate my lower back pain and I want to strengthen my core because since having kids, you know, I really don't feel like I've got that strength. There might be some slight incontinence issues too. You know, if I do one class a week for a month, is that going to get me to those goals? Now, I can say to that client that no, we're really going to need more than that. We're going to need real consistency. So, you know, doing your Pilates classes at least 2 to 3 times a week, and we're going to be looking over a period of time. So that also is going to depend on the person. Things that come into play are, what other activities are you going? Where's your baseline of fitness that you're starting with? How much time have you got to devote? So you might be able to do 3 sessions a week, but are you only doing 10 minutes a time, or are you doing 3 1-hour classes? So all these sorts of things come into play. And we also need to look at, you know, previous injuries and trauma. So a lot of things come into effect when we're talking about trying to create results and being really realistic around creating those results. Now, my third point is, I want you to be consistent. Consistency is really key when we're looking to see results from our workouts. And I know this is maybe one of the areas that a lot of us, including myself sometimes, we really struggle with. And whether or not there's external factors, as in, you know, we've got kids pulling us, you know, in one direction, or we've got sick kids at home, maybe we've got an ill loved one, maybe we've got really full on work schedules. So there's all these external factors that are limiting our time to fit in our workouts. But when we talk about consistency, that's what's really going to lead to see these results. Now, consistency is key. We want to be doing whatever it may be, you know, your workouts you may be doing, a minimum of 2 to 3 times a week to see that gradual increase in maybe its strength, flexibility, tone. And I know a lot of people are sort of, they either give it all, or if they can't give it all, they give it nothing. And what I mean by that is they sort of go, I can only, you know, I've got to do an hour or an hour and a half long workout. And if I can't do that, then there's no point doing it at all. And that's where our philosophy here at Mind Movement Health is all about consistency, shorter workouts, being really realistic, and fitting it in and around your lifestyle to make it work for you. So again, we'll come back to that analogy of running. Okay, maybe you're training to do, say, a 5-kilometer run. And you know that, you know, you've got on a weekend, you've got a lot more time. So you can dedicate a full 45 minutes to an hour run on the weekend. But during the week, you've probably only got 20 to 25 minutes 2 mornings of the week. Now, would I say don't run? No. I would definitely say on those 2 mornings where you've got a shorter period of time, strap and tie those shoes on, get outside or on your treadmill and clock up those miles, okay? Whilst you're doing that, you are going to be building strength. You'll also find you're going to build efficiency, which will increase your speed. So when you first start, you might be saying, I can only, you know, run, say, 2 kilometers in 25 minutes. Once you're running for, say, even 3 to 4 weeks, doing that consistency of 2 to 3 times a week, you'll find by the end that in that 25 minutes, which you thought at the start probably wasn't worth it, you're probably running at least sort of 3 to 4 kilometers by that point. So really utilizing the time that you have, but making sure that you're staying consistent. Another thing that we often see is we might get run down or sick and we have to take some time off. And by all means, I want you to definitely embrace rest, take rest days when you need, because we know it's all about really looking after our body and preventing burnout. But we also know that once we recover from being sick, getting back into our workouts is super key to helping us maintain our consistency and reach our goals. Now, when we start back, we might not be able to run as far as usual or do as long of a workout, and that is totally fine. The more strength and stamina you have before having an injury or getting sick, the more muscle memory your body has and the easier it will be for you to get back in and see those results much quicker than if you're starting from a lower baseline. So even if you think just, you know, taking a few days off, you've lost that consistency, I always say roll out your mat, okay? Even if you don't feel like doing it, lying down, starting with some breathing, maybe doing some movements that feel good. Maybe that's some stretches, you know, some gentle mobility work. And as soon as you start moving, your body will release endorphins. And these are our happy hormones, okay, our motivating hormones. They make us feel really good. And that usually kicks us up that notch to keep going. And you'll usually find that you end up doing a longer workout or doing a workout when you might have thought otherwise that you didn't have the motivation to do it. So really staying consistent with your workouts will pay off. And again, if you only have a short period of time, you've only got 5 minutes or 10 minutes today, still do it because it's going to keep adding on and improving your results as you go. Hi guys, I just wanted to share a quick note with you. Are you ready to get rid of that pain? To eliminate that lower back pain, those niggly hips, that sore neck and shoulders, then this Pilates challenge is for you. Please join me for my free 5-day Pilates and Health Reset Challenge, where you will build strength, improve your flexibility, eliminate pain, and feel confident and strong in your own skin. We kick off on Saturday, the 1st of May, International Pilates Day. And I'll be sending you a daily 15-minute Pilates workout, simple, healthy recipes that taste delicious, and I'll be helping you stay motivated and accountable each and every day for those 5 days. If you're looking to make a change, if you're wanting to become more consistent in your workouts, but you want it to be super easy, then please join us. You can sign up via my link in the show notes or head to my Instagram or Facebook page for all the details. I can't wait for you to become an MMH insider so that I can cheer you on and help you reach your optimal health. Now, my next point, point number 4, is we want to track our progress so that we can hold ourselves accountable. Whether or not that's, you know, putting in your diary each week, you want to have a certain goal. Maybe it's run 1 kilometer by this week. Maybe it's being able to do the Pilates hundreds by a certain point of time. And each week you're adding 10 of your hundreds breaths and counts in with each one. Whatever that goal may be, write it down so you can reread it. You can go back to it, refer to it, see it, really imprint it in your mind and give you those steps to help you reach that goal. We also know that the research shows that if we write down our goals, we're 30% more likely to follow through, okay? And that's a really big increase. So making sure that we can see it, okay, breaking it down into steps, and again, going back to those achievable steps, those realistic goals that are in line with the amount of time, space, and effort we have to put towards our workouts are really going to help us follow through and be held accountable. All right, point number 5, we want to seek help where needed. Now, what I mean by that is maybe you need to find yourself a personal trainer to make sure that you follow through and do your workouts and get any help that you need. Maybe you're struggling with form. Maybe when you're doing your workouts, you're feeling pain. Maybe you need to join a Pilates class, speak to an instructor like myself so that we can really give you the key feedback and help you to learn what you should be feeling, what you should be moving, okay, and activating through each exercise. Now, this help can help improve your confidence, okay, help improve your form, help improve your consistency, because maybe your instructor is waiting every week for you to turn up to class, okay, so it really helps with that follow through. But it can also help you just form those relationships as well, which are going to help motivate you to reach your goals. Having that network of people that, you know, are like-minded, that get what you're trying to aim for. So maybe you've got a friend that can be your accountability partner. They can be that person that you reach out to and go, hey, I'm not having a great week this week. Do you want to meet up and go for a walk? I just really feel like I need to move my body. So whether or not it's a friend or a professional, seeking help where needed, whether or not it's in motivation or in form or just really feeling like that you are taking those next steps to reach your goals. Because I know sometimes, you know, within my classes, I have clients that are like, you know, they've had a shoulder injury and they really want to build up that strength in their shoulder so that they don't get that injury again. But they're just not sure where to start. They know that they need to do shoulder work, but what shoulder work is best and how many reps should they do and what, you know, weight should they be working on to gradually see that consistency in strength being built. So seeking help where needed can really help you achieve your results for your workout. All right, we're heading on the tail end here now. Number six is we want to know that there are going to be setbacks along the way in our journeys of getting these results. And we need to be gentle with ourselves. You know, we know that that may happen. And again, whether or not that's because we have less time this week, or, you know, maybe we've had an injury, maybe we just feel restricted because we can't get out and about, whether or not that's due to work or kids or all the rest of it. There are always a lot of external factors that we have to work against. And I always say just being really gentle with yourself, okay, making sure you're giving yourself that grace. Accept that this can sometimes happen, okay? And even if we don't like it, we can look to it and we can build on it. And what I mean by that is we know that we need that consistency. So if we have to have 2 or 3 days off because we've, you know, gotten sick or we've had an injury, maybe have to have a longer, we are then that much more motivated to get back into it because we have goals that we're reaching for and we have all these other things that we have in place to help us get there. So be kind. Know that, you know, we often say when I'm working with clients, I'll say, you know, we take 2 steps forward and we take 1 step back, okay? And as frustrating as that may be, we will get to our eventual goal. It's probably just going to take a little bit more time. Even though we have these setbacks, we can definitely still make it there. All right, my last point, point number 7 is I don't want you to give up. I want you to keep trying as much as you can, okay? You definitely can get the results that you want from your workouts. You just have to want it, okay? If you want it bad enough, you will make a plan to take action. And making a plan to take action, again, is going to help us to follow through. We're going to track those results. We're going to have those small goals that we're reaching to. We're going to have those accountability people that are going to hold us accountable to follow through within our workouts. So don't give up, okay? Even if you feel like, you know, you're really just not getting to the point where you wanted to, maybe you need to do a reevaluation and just maybe check in and see, you know, again, maybe what I wanted doesn't kind of match what I'm doing right now. I wanted to lose 25 kilos, but you know what? Actually, I only need to lose 15. And that would be a very healthy, sustainable body weight for my body. Because remember, we're all very different, okay? In our mindsets, in our physical health, there's no one diet or one exercise plan that suits everybody. It's very individual. So always keep going, don't give up, and then refer back to these other points if you find that you do need help. All right, so a quick recap of those 7 points that we went through today to help you get the results you want from your workouts. Number 1 was be informed. Do your homework. Check if the results you want is actually possible from what you're doing. Number 2, be realistic. Are you putting in the time, the effort, the response, and the energy to get the results that you're after? Number 3, be consistent. As much as you can, be consistent with your workouts. Number four, track your progress. Hold yourself accountable. Have that plan, have that diary, that organizer. Keep tracking those goals. Have small steps to work towards. Number five, seek help where needed, whether or not that's from a professional, a friend, support network, whatever it may be. Get the help that you need to be able to see those results you're after. Number six, know that there's going to be setbacks, but also know that you are strong enough that you will overcome these setbacks, embrace them in your stride, and keep going. And number seven, never give up. You will be able to get there, okay? If you know somebody has done it before, there's proof that you can get there, but your journey may look very different to someone else's in getting those same results. All right, well, thank you everybody. If you are after trying to get some results, okay, if you're looking to move, then definitely join us for our free 5-day Pilates and Health Challenge that's coming up. We're starting next week, okay? Saturday, the 1st of May will be our day one. I will link the link to sign up in our show notes, so definitely head there. Over our 5 days within this challenge, you will receive free daily Pilates workouts. They're only 15 minutes long. This challenge is designed to show you that you can see results in just 15 minutes a day. One workout for 5 days. So again, we're building up that consistency we've talked about in this show about being nice and consistent with your workouts. You'll also receive healthy recipes to help keep you on track. We've got a private Facebook group where you can reach out, ask questions. I'll be doing trainings, okay, and giving you the support and accountability that you need to reach your goals. So if you're interested, definitely check out our show notes, okay, or head across to my Instagram or Facebook page at Mind Movement Health for all the details. I cannot wait to help everybody. This is one of the things I really love doing, is showing everybody and helping them see the power of moving just 15 minutes a day in helping to eliminate pain, build strength and flexibility, and just feeling much happier and more confident within our own bodies. All right. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Thanks again for listening in. Remember, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, definitely do that so that you won't miss an episode. All right. Catch you again next week. Bye. Thanks for listening in to the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.